Welcome, everybody. It's amazing that you all made it here. Well, thanks for coming. And I open now the symposium, Tathagatagarbha Across Asia. And welcome to the University of Vienna. It has been quite a while that the ideas and hermeneutics around the concepts of Buddha nature or Tathagatagarbha caught my attention. Having studied with Kenpo Tsuldim Gyamso Rinpoche, Chu Mipham's commentaries on the Dhamma Dhammata Vibhaga and the Madhyanda Vibhaga, I soon discovered the importance of the closely related standard Indian work on Buddha nature, the Ratnagotra Vibhaga. The combination of Yogacara and Tathagatagarbha thought in these texts formed the backbone of the so-called five Maitreya works, Chamchö Dena in Tibetan. Inspired by Kenpo Tsuldim Gyamso's Shantong interpretation of the Maitreya works, I started to investigate the variegated Tibetan reception of these texts. The discovery of Gyulo Tsavashenupel's Ratnagotra Vibhaga commentary during my NGMPP time in Nepal in the 90s also enabled me to study a fascinating combination of Kagyu Sutra Mahamudra and a Gelug interpretation of Buddha nature in terms of emptiness of an own nature or Svabhava, Rangtong in Tibetan. Only after I had published my book, I discovered that Shenupel's interpretation of the remainder of what remains in emptiness is described as Rangtong in a way similar to what you find in Gelsabche's commentary on the Ratnagotra Vibhaga. Eventually, I discovered that Buddha nature is an ideal touchstone for systematically comparing the philosophical positions and hermeneutical systems of various masters of Central and East Asia. With the exception of a few, especially in Japan, everyone has been feeling compelled to accept the concept of Buddha nature in one way or the other, and even if it was only as a teaching of provisional meaning. But I refrain here from elaborating, since this is the topic of our keynote speech, which follows. Given my long-standing interest and engagement in the topic, I have become very excited when Markus Pehrmann from the Sutra Foundation and I decided last year to hold this symposium. Tathagatagarbha has repeatedly been the topic at international conferences, and some of the participants here, and not everybody invited, could make it to Vienna this time, still remember the international conference on the Tathagatagarbha and Buddha nature held at Dongguk University in Seoul 3 years ago. Since then, fresh publications and further meetings have brought new energy and interesting information to light. Moreover, Buddha nature also continues to be of interest to traditional scholars and practitioners of Buddhism around the world. We thus considered it appropriate to have again a symposium on this topic. To that end, our Department of South Asian, Tibetan and Buddhist Studies at the University of Vienna decided to partner with Sutra Foundation to host this event. Thanks to all of you for having taken the trouble of having come here, like on long flights, like having to choose between plastic chicken and plastic beef. Moreover, most of you have already given us like a provisional paper, a draft paper, which you shared with all the participants here. And the material sent in really is impressive. And it has already the critical mass of a monograph. And when I was in Paris at the IAS conference, I was already contacted by Wisdom Publication whether we would be interested to publish the proceedings, our proceedings with them. So that's the best situation, you don't have to ask a publisher when the publisher come to you because they heard of the conference. So that looks very good, actually. But we will discuss that later, you know. Yeah, thanks are also due to the Sutra Foundation, not only for the generous financial support, but also Marco's professional assistance in getting the conference program together. Thank you very much. That was really something we appreciate. Many thanks are also due to Dr. Alexander Schiller, Ivan Lewandowska, and the event management of Vienna University for dealing with all practical matters around the event. So thank you very much for this.